Wake up to a great Saturday brekkie with Christine Leighton
on ABC Radio Perth.
Now, the ACT recently became the first jurisdiction in Australia to change the legal status of animals from being property to sentient beings in their own right. So the new laws criminalise neglecting to provide food, water and shelter for pets. Owners can also be punished for failure to groom or care for their pets. And there has been overwhelming support for the laws from pet owners. And in gathering this evidence, I stumbled upon a couple who are possibly Perth's best chicken guardians. Some people would see a limping chook and consider it roast dinner. Not Ashley and Adam Lamott. They've gone to incredible lengths to save Fluffy, the chook, and they've brought her into the studio. She's looking me in the eye from her perfect little crate. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
She is so very well behaved. I'm impressed. She's not cackled.
She's a good girl.
She's not dropped an egg. She's not done any of that. Does she lay?
No more.
No more. Just checking. All right. I wasn't sure what to expect this morning.
Well, we have breakfast.
Tell me about when you first met Fluffy and why you knew she was special.
Well, we met her about a year and a half ago, and she's got a beautiful temperament. She's really lovely and sweet and just kind of takes everything in her stride. She had quite a big growth on her foot and it didn't hinder her in any way.
How big are we talking?
It kind of looked like a lamb chop. It was getting there.
That's quite big.
She was just, this is my life and I just get on with it. So, yeah, there was something special about her. She was kind of overcoming adversity and just, getting on with her chickeny life.
Yeah. So you looked into what was wrong with her foot. Mm-hmm. What was the diagnosis?
Well, initially we just needed to remove a lot of the tissue. We didn't quite know what it was. So she went into surgery and had it taken off and just kind of bandaged up so she could still get around at this stage. So
What did it turn out to be? Was it cancer? Was it quite serious?
So she had the first one was to remove a lot of the tissue. The second one was to get a biopsy and see what was going on, because it wasn't healing and it was coming back.
So she's been through a lot. How many surgeries has she had so far?
So she's had three. Yeah. The third is the amputation. We tried to avoid that, obviously, because when you've got two legs, it's pretty hard to get around on one. You haven't got any buffers there.
Yep.
When
did the amputation take place?
Last Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
So it's all very fresh for her right now.
Yeah. Oh, Fluffy, you are a warrior.
So that other leg is pretty strong. She's been around on one leg for quite some time. Yeah. So we knew that the amputation wasn't going to kind of give her too much grief. It was a bit of a shock. She looked down and went, hey, what's going on? Yeah. But it hasn't been too hard for her. She's, again, just got on
taking
with it.
And had stride.
Because you're being great parents, I saw a photo of you doing physio with her, Adam.
Yeah, that's right.
How does that work with a chicken? You had her in a little sling.
Yeah, she likes to flap her wings, as you saw before, and knocks my glasses off and all that kind of stuff. So we had to design this little sling so it would keep her wings contained so I could work on a good leg, because it gets quite painful because you can push on certain points and up in the armpit. And the other side, that if you don't keep the other leg moving, because it's still a fair, just imagine from about halfway down your elbow, that's what's been taken away.
Yeah.
So you need to move that last bit because she's holding it up and it'll just seize up if we don't. So when we get the third 3D printed leg, we'll put it on but it won't be able to use it. So we've got to keep it moving. So this is just physiotherapy for a chicken.
Yeah. You are so incredibly considerate. How does one even learn to do physio for a chicken, and how do you anticipate a chicken's needs like that? Did you have some help from a vet?
Yeah,
we've had Tony from Perth Pet Vet, who's been amazing. She's walked us through every step of the way. The sling she's actually in the photograph was used on an emu previously that she had lent us.
That's kind.
Yeah, so she's been amazing. She's overseen everything, been with us the whole way through. We've sent pics going, it's looking like this, and she's on top of it the whole way through. So she's been amazing.
That's incredible. It's 23 minutes past 7 on ABC Radio Perth. You're with Christine Leighton. I'm speaking to Ashley and Adam Lamott. They've got their chicken Fluffy in the studios with us. What breed is she?
She's a frizzle.
A frizzle.
Yes.
She looks it. She's kind of orange. She's got like a beautiful neck with a bit of a mullet, mud flap mullet, but not too much. Not a fro as such.
She kind of looks like a pine cone.
She does look a bit like a pine, very, very fancy pine cone. So how does one come to be getting a 3D printed leg for their chicken?
This is
pretty out there.
It is pretty out there. I mean, from the start, because of the growth and everything else like that, we always kind of joked, if worse comes to worse and we do need to amputate, we'll just 3D print her a leg. And that's come to pass. So we're talking with a guy at UWA. I work for UWA as well. And he's worked with NASA and all these kinds of different things. He's a Fulbright scholar. He's a brilliant guy. And he's going to help design a 3D printed leg that has a hinge and all this kind of different stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty nuts. So we're going to work with him and get all that stuff done.
Has he done this before?
He hasn't, but he's been in design. So he should be able to do it. And he's pretty confident, you know. So,
because anyone out there who has a prosthetic knows that it's not a simple process. Yeah. You know, the wound has to heal and then the prosthetic has to work with the body and you have to adjust to it. Yeah. And so all of this has obviously been taken into account for
Absolutely.
Fluffy.
Absolutely, yeah. So the vet has passed on all these great details to Craig and he's going to be working out how to make it work, essentially. So, yeah, it's crazy.
She has an amazing team behind her. Do you think she realises? That's probably why she's sitting here so patiently.
Yeah.
She's like, well, if you're going to get me a leg, I'll do an interview. That's fair enough. Yeah. You did start a GoFundMe page to try and get things done for Fluffy. Is it an expensive exercise to get a 3D printed leg, out of curiosity?
We don't really know at this stage.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're kind of at the beginnings. We don't really know, what we're going to be doing. It's all kind of designing and having chats with people and all that sort of stuff at this stage. So,
But she's obviously worth it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind me mentioning, Ashley, you're 21 weeks pregnant at the moment.
Yeah.
You are going to be a great mum.
Thank you very much.
and a great dad as well, Adam, I must say, because you've gone above and beyond. What has this experience taught you, do you think?
Well, one of the biggest things, it's kind of like when you're raising a child, it takes a village, kind of a that's the saying. And it kind of feels like that with her as well. So in a lot of ways, when we've kind of been not knowing what to do, we've found our village. We've found some pretty incredible people and everyone gets on board. A lot of people think we're pretty mad, but they're pretty excited to see the process as well. So, yeah, it's been quite fun.
We've had people delivering grass to our front doorstep. We've had people rummaging through spud sheds bins and pulling out cabbage and lettuce.
Really?
And bringing in bags and giving it to us. So, yeah, it's a lot of nice people out there helping out.
Yeah, they love the scraps. They love the scraps. They love climbing trees. They love the scraps. I know some of our listeners would be applauding your dedication to Fluffy, but some would be thinking, why go to all that trouble for an animal that could die at any point? Or what do you say to those people?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, if at any stage she showed us that she wasn't keen, then we probably may have gone down that path. And, of course, when it comes to a pet, you want the best for them. But she never did. It was kind of, she just got on with it and she just lived her best life. She was sunbathing and still running around with our chickens outside, having a fabulous life. So I think in a lot of ways we just saw that she was kicking on and she wasn't giving up, so we couldn't give up on her. And I think that was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
How long until the prosthetic gets fitted?
We're hoping for a month, pretty much. So all the stuff, all the information is there, ready to go. We just need to design it and test and test and test and get it right. So hopefully within a month, I mean, we'll send you a photo. We got to
see. I would love a photo. I'd love a video. Even if she wants to come in, as she has this morning, show us her fancy new leg,
bring her back in.
Yeah. To see. The name of your GoFundMe page. I'm invested. Everyone is invested. In fact, Gary on the text line has said, why did the chewing gum cross the road? Because it was stuck to the chicken. That's not going to be used as part of the leg, Gary. Don't get ideas. Thank you for coming in this morning. Thanks for bringing Fluffy.
Thanks for having us.
Fluffy, thank you for just sitting there and taking it in, looking at me intensely at times, but we were fine.